Click the day you want to hear. We post a week's worth of consumer calls on our website so you can listen to the day you missed. Consumer Calls is also sponsored by CMN NR Development, ITT Village, Enterprise Odd Store. Once again, the numbers to call, 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. Call now to get on the air for today's Consumer Calls. Good morning. It's a wet morning out there, so hopefully you're going to stay dry and take a jacket, raincoat, anything with you so you'll stay dry. Umbrella. Anyway, you're listening to Consumer Calls. My name is Sharon, and the phone number is 918-336-1400. And 1-800-749-5936, items to buy, sell, trade, and give away is what Consumer Calls is all about, a call-in show, you being the caller, and you call me and list your items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. We're not taking any business advertising. License to running vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, used bedding, mattresses, and box springs. Now, you can ask for those things, but you just can't sell them here on Consumer Calls. And garage sales, estate sales, moving sales, yard sales, fundraisers for your church, go club, any kind of organization you belong to, nonprofit. And we'll always talk about community events. And seeing no phone calls, I'll be right back.
Food is the subject on the Dining Guides between 11 and noon Monday through Friday on sister stations 100.1 KYFM and 104.9 FM KREG. Learn about Wheezy's Cafe, El Rey Del Burrito Express, Szechuan Chinese Restaurant, Speedy Drinks, and KFC, all in Bartlesville, CV's in Dewey, and Copan Restaurant and Truck Stop. The Dining Guides on 100.1 KYFM and 104.9 KREG.
And we're back with more of Consumer Calls, 918-336-1400, and our toll-free number, 1-800-749-5936, and looking for your items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. We're not looking for any business advertising, license to running vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, used bedding, mattresses, and box springs. Now, you can ask for those things, but you just can't sell them here on Consumer Calls. And here till 9:30, I'm looking for my first phone call of the morning. And, with that, seeing no phone calls, I'll be right back.
I'm Jim Dunn, president of Oklahoma Wesleyan University. For decades, OKWU has holistically developed students' mind, body, and soul. We are able to continue our mission through your prayers and the support of this community. Together, Bartlesville and OKWU have a bright future. OKWU is a national leader in Christian higher education, and we're dedicated to influencing culture with the grace and truth of Jesus Christ. Discover more at okwu.edu. Tomorrow needs you.
She's always been there.
She encouraged me when I didn't even believe in myself.
You can recognize your mom and give her a special gift too in the My Mom's Priceless Contest. To register, stop by one of the businesses giving away a prize. Now through this Thursday, we'll be giving away a daily prize on the radio, weekdays at 8 a.m. to 1 Mom. The daily prize will be two passes to current exhibition and tower tour at Price Tower Arts Center and Chicken Soup for the Soul. This Friday, just in time for Mother's Day, we'll draw for the grand prize from all entries.
A Lapan Double Heart Sterling Silver Necklace from McCoy Jewelers.
Adagio Tea Gift Box from Blue Stem Body.
A $50 gift certificate from Rejuvenation Med Spa by Hill Dermatology.
A Mother's Day bouquet. A $100 value from Flowerland.
$50 Visa card from Truity Credit Union.
A Mother's Ring from Wendell's Rock and Jewelry.
30-minute massage from Amy Morris Massage Therapist.
A runner-up prize will also be drawn for an overnight, one-night stay at the Inn at Price Tower, a gallery tour, and a tower tour for two, and a $20 cover bar gift certificate.
Smoother, faster, easier to use. That's what you expect from any update on an app for your phone. And we've delivered. Head to the Google Play Store or Apple Store to get the latest version of the KWON Radio smartphone app. News, weather, community events from KWON have never been easier to access. There's even a button now for you to sound off and tell us what you think. It's free thanks to our best bank and Oklahoma Wesleyan University, and available at the Google Play Store and Apple Store from KWON Radio.
USA Co. is a wholly owned and managed by Service and Technology Corporation, STC. USA Co.'s purpose is to make things in Bartlesville. USA Co. will make anything a customer wants. If USA Co. feels that it's within their capability and USA Co. can do a good job, accepting a customer, and the payment terms will be solely USA Coast choice. The company will start its operation on 1208 Southwest Frank Phillips Boulevard. USACO will have a school to train industrial technicians as needed for USACO's work. Some of the items for USACO may be made by other divisions of STC. USACO, making things in Bartlesville.
And welcome back to Consumer Calls. Which do you prefer, peanut butter or chocolate chip cookies? I know everybody's a chocolate chip fan, but you know what? I prefer peanut butter cookies. Give me a call. Let me know. 918-336-1400. Go to BartlesvilleRadio.com for the link. Or you can go to K1KYFM, KRIG KPGM Facebook page, and you can vote there. And our today's Maple Street Meat Market poll question again is, which do you prefer, peanut butter or chocolate chip cookies? And the poll question of the day comes to us from the Maple Street Meat Market in Coffeyville, Kansas. Give me a ring, let me know, and I'll mark it down. Good morning. How may I help you?
Good morning. Good morning. I prefer chocolate chip.
All right. I'll put you down. I appreciate that.
I also have some books for sale. These are things that you'd like to save, keep, memory things. One of them is called Bartlesville, and it's got a lot of information about the city of Bartlesville. Then I have the Phillips. The first 66 years of Phillips Petroleum Company. And then I have one of Boots Adams' 66th birthday book. And I'm asking $10 each for these books.
Okay.
And my telephone number is 918-907-0410.
All right. So you have books, memory books, something that's going to... tell a
collector's
little bit of history.
Item.
Yes, collector's item. Bartlesville book, first 66 years of Phillips 66, and the Booth Adams birthday book, 918-907-0410. And she's asking $10 each for those. And again, 918-907-0410.
Right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now. Good morning. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm looking for a brush guard to fit a 96 Ford F-250 and possibly some aluminum wheels or 8-hole wheels, 16-inch for the same vehicle. If somebody got some of them laying in the garage or tired of tripping over them, give me a call, 918-914-2931.
Okay. So you're looking for a brush guard for a 96 Ford F-250 and also some 16-inch wheels, 8-hole wheels. 918-914-2931 is the phone number to call.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome. Thank you. And with that, I'll be right back.
Remember your high school days? Those are memories you can never forget. Join senior students of Bartlesville High School as they reminisce about their school days this Saturday afternoon on News Talk K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3. Join student representatives from Bartlesville High School when they'll be here this Saturday for Class Days to entertain you with conversation and their favorite music. Class Day is brought to you by Bartnett IP, Regent Bank of Bartlesville, LPL Painting, OK Federal Credit Union, Senator Julie Daniels, Representative Wendy Stearman, Representative Judd Strom, Oklahoma Wesleyan University, Patriot Chevrolet, Arvest Bank, Sunshine Motors, Verdigris Valley Electric Co-op, and Pizza Hut of Bartlesville. Tune in for music and memories during Bartlesville High School Class Days this Saturday on News Talk K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3.
And it is now time to take a quick check of our weather with Alan Crone.
Rainier out the door. We'll be tracking some showers for the first part of the day here across southern Kansas, northern Oklahoma. This is going to be relatively light, and it moves out about midday with decreasing clouds. We should have a little sunshine for the second half of the day. High temperatures only in the lower 60s and a stout northwest wind at 15 to 30 miles per hour. Temperatures cool down quickly tonight. You'll need a jacket tomorrow morning. We'll start in the upper 30s. Sunshine, a few clouds tomorrow, high of 69. From the Bob Mills Weather Center, I'm News on 6's Alan Crone.
Thank you, Alan, for the weather update. It's drizzly out there, rainy. With right now it's 52 degrees out, so that's pretty chilly. expect rain up and through the afternoon, and as he said, sunny skies will prevail. And looking for a high of 66 with a low of 43. And now tomorrow, high of 70 with a low of 37, with plenty of sunshine to be had. And with that, I'll be right back.
Anniversary coming up? Call K1 at 918-336-1001 or email radio at BartlesvilleRadio.com with the names and dates, because each morning we announce anniversaries and select one couple to win a $10 gift certificate from Sterling's Grill, helping you celebrate that special anniversary. Call us 918-336-1001 or email radio at BartlesvilleRadio.com with the name and date, and we'll add it to our list. Happy anniversary from your friends at K1.
Our time now is 9:25, time for our Oklahoma Energy Report.
Plenty of dark lining in that silver cloud. Hello, everyone. I'm Matt Skinner with today's Oklahoma Energy Report on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. While oil prices started the week on an up note, there's plenty of warnings from analysts that there are things to worry about. Among them, India's skyrocketing COVID-19 rate, and India is the world's third largest oil importer. The country's failure to control the pandemic has hit their economy and energy demand very hard. Also, Iran is already stepping up the amount of oil it's putting into the global marketplace, most of it bound for China, which ignores the U.S. sanctions against buying Iranian oil. The worry is that Iran is getting signals from the Biden administration that the sanctions may soon be lifted, which could result in an additional 2.5 million barrels a day into the global supply. But traders instead decided to focus Monday on the confidence of OPEC Plus when it comes to expectations of increasing energy demand. Also, energy demand in the U.S. continues to show signs of new life. Gasoline sales are up, for example, and based on passenger screening numbers at airports, U.S. airline passenger load is at a one-year high. So the NYMEX June crude contract rose 1.4% on Monday to end at $64.49 a barrel. Natural gas also continues to show strength, with the NYMEX June natural gas contract starting the week up 1.2% to $2.97 a million BTUs. The price at the pump continues to rise. AAA's fuel price report says the nation's average price for a gallon of regular rose about 2 more cents over the seven-day period that ended yesterday. At $2.90, it's $1.12 more than a year ago. AAA says Oklahoma tied with Missouri for sixth lowest average price for a regular on Monday at $2.66 a gallon. That's today's Oklahoma Energy Report. For the Oklahoma Corporation Commission, I'm Matt Skinner.
Hi, I'm Kristen. My family has dairy farmed for generations. Through the years, my family has shown a commitment to the community and environment. By using the latest technology, best animal care, recycling, and sustainable practices. Because our goal is to keep dairy farming in the family for the next generation and keep providing the best and safest milk around. Learn more about Dairy Farm's commitment to community and the environment at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
The best value in pasture horn fly control just got better. Altacid IGR is now priced at just 2 to 3 cents per head per day. This IGR passes through cattle and into manure where horn flies lay eggs, preventing adult flies that interfere with cattle health and profitability. Unlike ear tags and sprays, Altacid IGR is part of your supplement, eliminating the effort of handling cattle. Ask for Altacid IGR by name at your feed dealer or visit AltacidIGR.com to learn about protecting your cattle for only $4.50 per head per season.
And that was our Oklahoma Energy Report. Our time now is 9:28. It's 52 degrees out right now. This would be the time that I would do the doggone report, but we have nothing to report today, so that's a very good thing. But you can check out our website, BartlesvilleRadio.com, and look under the listings for doggone, and that's it. Anyway, boy, we're rainy out, cold, 52 degrees, looking for a high of around 70. If that. So hopefully you'll stay warm and stay in and stay dry, because, yeah, actually it's going to be looking for a high of 66 and then this evening a low of 43. Sunshine later on, maybe this afternoon after all the rain has moved out. Anyway, I'm out of time to take any more calls, but I'll be back in tomorrow with more of Consumer Calls at the same time, same station. That's K1 AM 1400 FM 93.3 at 9:10 till 9:30. You have a pleasant day, a beautiful day, and stay warm and dry. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
If being kind means surrendering biblical truth, that's a definition of kindness that's foreign to the Bible. The Bible doesn't define kindness or grace at the expense of truth.
How do you engage the culture as a follower of Christ? We cling to God's truth and offer grace, as Dr. Al Mohler suggests, on Focus on the Family Minute.
You know, it's really interesting.